I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with a special tractor weather report for the Canadian prairies on this May 22nd. I just wanted to touch base with everyone where I'm attaching a special weather report to this audio recording. Just talking about the fact that a ridge of high pressure is going to not only dominate these next few days, but be reinforced later next week by another ridge that will bring some warmer temperatures. So precipitation across the prairies is going to be limited. Now, over the past 30 days, I think that the forecast did relatively well for the month of May in the sense of having a boost in precipitation show up in the latter part of the month across the southern prairies. If you recall from the last prognosticator, we did suggest that the southern parts of the prairies would have the best opportunity for seeing a normalish weather pattern, and it would come late in the month. And indeed, that was the case. The only areas that ended up with above normal precipitation was in the southeast corner of Saskatchewan and the southwestern parts of Manitoba. The rest of the prairies did not do very well with precipitation, and if you recall in the last prognosticator, we took precipitation out of many western and north central sections of Saskatchewan for the balance of May. That appears to be very much on target. Now, the main purpose of this broadcast is to just give you a heads up about the ongoing dry weather coming up over this next week and the potential for some very warm temperatures. But in addition to that, I do want to address the June weather outlook issue. We've got three primary weather patterns dominating the prairies over this spring and summer season. We have the enzo-neutral conditions, we have the solar cycle, and we have the 18-year cycle. And all three cycles have had influence on the region so far this season. A solar cycle is the one that seems to be grabbing more and more of the dominance in this case. The solar cycle, if you recall, was predicting a below normal May and June precipitation bias in the heart of the prairies. That was in contrast with the 18-year cycle data that was suggesting an opportunity for improved precipitation in the southern prairies during late May and then in June, that the improved potential would become more broad-based across the prairies with western and southern Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan, as well as the extreme southeast corner of Manitoba, having an opportunity for near to slightly above normal precipitation. Now, this is still a potential for the month of June, but with the dryness that's going to occur in this coming week and the dominance of high pressure aloft, we need to be very careful here not to be expecting a big improvement in rainfall in the first days of June. The precipitation may improve as we get out into the middle and latter part of June, but it is going to be a bit of a task. And because the solar cycle seems to be having a little bit more influence on the pattern, we may have to back off on some of the significance of the potential rain that comes in the month of June. Now, the 18-year cycle, amazingly, has been very consistent, suggesting wetter biased conditions for Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan. That has shown up in all four of the 18-year cycle years, and even though the pattern is looking a little bit questionable at the moment, it's very hard to turn your back on such a pattern. And so we will not just remove the precipitation from the outlook based on the fact that the solar cycle looks like it has more dominance right now. But I did want to touch base with you and relay the fact that we do expect drying to become more expansive in this coming week, and that the importance of rain obviously will become much greater as we move into June. The forecast is still favoring a change towards a better opportunity for precipitation in June, but I do think it's going to be a bit of a challenge to try to get above normal precipitation to fall, and we'll need to watch pretty closely. Now, all of this is cyclical, and if you recall, the pattern switching back and forth from a warm mode to a cool mode and back to a warm mode we've talked about in the prognosticators in recent weeks, and this is what's going to take place. And I've also tried to make it clear that precipitation would not be abundant in the sense of frequency, but we would get a couple of storms once in a while that would produce a significant amount of moisture, just like what occurred in southeastern parts of Saskatchewan and southwestern Manitoba last week. And I think that is how we're going to get our moisture, because the pattern in general doesn't support just crazy wet biased conditions, but it does support the opportunity for storms to come and go once in a while and offer an opportunity for some relief. And that's really where this outlook comes from. And I think it's important just to allow for a little clarity here on the expectation. The wetter June bias is based on a couple of systems, not on frequent little systems that occur all month long. So the importance of June precipitation is going to be heightened by the heat and dryness coming up over this next 7 to 10 days. And a lot of concern will be building up for those areas that have the porous soil moisture. But we will continue to monitor the outlook here as we go further into the week next week, looking for signs that the ridge will break down and an opportunity for rain will develop. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.